Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
All right, so it begins. The 2 o'clock hour with Chuck and Chernoff. We are on the Fan. That means FM at 93.7, AM at 680, and of course streaming worldwide at 680thefan.com. The 2 o'clock hour of the show is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co.
CO!
Why don't we begin with our headlines, which are brought to us by...
Brought to you by...
South on 65, you get to Fort Deposit, you exit, turn left.
There can't be a tagline for directions.
I think there's a Poulan factory and distributorship there.
That is a big one.
It's Priester's Pecans, actually.
You imagine when you're...
Do not pass Priester's. Don't pass Priester's.
You're putting together your brochure for must-see items, must-see places. And what was the factory you just mentioned? What was that place? Play that for me one more time.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Priester's Pecans.
Oh, different setup. All right, before we get to some Braves stuff, Braves will go tonight for the sweep against the Fish. We are on the eve of the NFL draft. We have a lot of stuff swirling around the Falcons that we have to talk about. All of it takes a backseat to our top story. And this is actually a very big deal and concerning. Like, I hope everybody's sitting down. I'll wait. Everybody in the audience, sit down. Okay. Due to a new discovery of many brain parasites, scientists say that now a zombie apocalypse is actually possible. That's our top story. Told you to sit down. You don't want to take that news standing up. You always thought that was just meant for The Walking Dead and such.
You know, you'd have to define zombie apocalypse. I mean, that's kind of a wide-ranging term.
Chuck, I got the draft tomorrow. I don't have time to define it. I'm just giving you the headline.
I mean, it is kind of hard to get a handle on the undead, but I'm just saying I would need rules, parameters.
I just hope it holds off for another, you know, like 40 years.
Well, people who are already dead when it happens. Yeah, or is it just new dead?
I want to be dead. That's all I'm worried about. I'm very selfish.
What about your kids?
They'll be old enough to fend for themselves.
I don't know. Is like Franklin Roosevelt going to start walking around?
I mean, maybe.
Does he have to re-die?
Again, you're asking questions I don't know the answer to. I just gave you the headline. So an anonymous NBA player earlier this week said Kirk Cousins is his favorite non-NBA athlete. Quote, he gets paid and doesn't have to win or do anything. And he makes $400 million off one playoff win. Legend. Unquote. Now, he's kidding, I'm sure. But there is a belief within fans, media, and athletes that you have to win to get paid. And I don't know when this became this thing. It's never, ever been the case. Because if it was the case, half of athletes would never get paid. Like, I want you to think about what I just said. Do you know how many teams and players have losing seasons every single year? And if we're going to pay them based on whether they win or not, Kirk gets paid based on the market and what the market is willing to give him. Folks, remember this. Stand up if you're still sitting down. Stand up. You are worth what somebody's willing to pay you. The end. You can spend hours debating how much somebody gets or shouldn't. You are worth what somebody's willing to get to pay you. That's it.
Who said this?
You can sit down.
And in where was this reported?
This was an anonymous NBA player said this about Kirk Cousins.
And where was it reported?
I don't remember. It might be NBA Central.
Okay. And I'm not going to play word games here, but you read the words and then you said end quote. Mm-hmm. Folks, not trying to be slick. You can't say quote and then end quote if you don't have a name there. It's only a quote if you attribute it to someone. That is as made up as anything possible unless you've got the nads to actually put your name on it. And I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, honestly, you tell me like if Andy Edwards thinks that about Kirk Cousins. I lived in the town. I was here 5 minutes, and I knew the guy was overrated. Like, so what?
I agree with you, but nobody's willing to say anything interesting with their name on it. That's always the way it's been. Guys are always afraid to say something that might have to lead them to an apology or an explanation, so it's easier to be anonymous. Congrats to Bill Belichick. He looks like he's got a bigger platform coming to ESPN with Monday Night Football's Manning Cast. According to Andrew Marchand, he will have the TV platform. A book deal looks like it's on the way. A potential inside football show, possibly a podcast, all of it for Bill Belichick in 2024. He will be the media du jour fun football guy trying to change his personality.
Okay, that book deal, have you seen the language involved with that from the publisher?
I have not.
It's basically, here's a bunch of money. You bring us 300, whatever, to 350, I don't know, 70,000 words. You bring us 300 pages on anything you decide.
You think he's writing it, though? This feels like Ghostwriter.
Now, it might be football. It might be the future of the draft. It could be on counteroffensive strategies in the Korean War. I mean, it's Bill, bring us something. We're going to print it.
I just talked to Mark Bowman, who just is announcing his book that comes out in June. And I said, how lonely and just that sounds like the most difficult thing ever to sit down and pen an entire, like, Bo's book. I don't know how many pages and words it was. Like, Belichick's going to sit down and do that many thousands of words. I find that hard to believe.
I've done it three times, but yeah, I guess you could ask Bowman for some insight.
I know, but yours was on the back of a toilet or something, you said. What, wasn't yours a bathroom book?
So, whatever.
Dude, plug the book.
Don't kiss my ass now.
Jesus. He's in one of his moods. Chipotle is featuring the Brock Bowers Bowl ahead of the draft.
That's great.
So inside the Brock Bowers Bowl, double steak, brown rice, fresh tomato, salsa, lettuce, and it only clocks in at 540 calories. Now you want to guess the price?
Is it 519?
What year are you living in?
Is it 919?
What year are you
living in? Is it $19?
$18.85. Like he lives in 1982.
I don't know. Why I was thinking.
I pay $11 for cable?
I still am thinking cable should be about $45 a month. Mm-hmm. I was thinking there's no cheese, there's no sour cream. He's keeping the fat out. He's keeping the calories down. He's keeping a little of the fun out. But
doesn't matter what you put in the bowl. The bowl's got a price.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
How much is it?
$18.85. The special Brock Bowers bowl. Now, maybe it's a commemorative bowl you get to take with you. I don't know.
Yeah, at that point, like, you want it to round out 219, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think. You would think. I took my 11-year-old out, just him and I, for dinner.
Where'd you go?
We went to a Sidelines Grill. Fine. It was good stuff. And in the day, you could think, well, father, son, little dinner. It's going to be $25, $26. Mm-hmm. We'll have ourselves a night. With tip, I was out $65.
I'm sure.
We didn't get – there was no booze unless he was drinking. He
where
didn't
was
tell me. $65 for me, and he had a burger. We had these fried mac and cheese bites. Shut the front door.
No, you had an app. You had two entrees.
I was in a couple of beverages. Yeah. With tip, $65. Right, I'm a good tipper.
I'm just going to report some truth here. Everything I'm about to say, fact. I think best omelet in Atlanta for decades has been Original Pancake House. Big six-egg omelet. You get the bacon and cheddar omelet. You get some sourdough toast and a gram of sugar in the entire thing. I had one over the weekend. Omelet was $18.50.
I believe it.
Now, not only is it a great omelet, but truthfully, it was also $18.50.
Mm-hmm.
It was eggs, cheese, some bacon, and two slices of bread, and it was $18.50.
It's like the scene out of Pulp Fiction. A $5 milkshake?
You don't put like a shot of bourbon in there or nothing?
It's going to make that a $5 milkshake. Now that milkshake would be $15. And sad news, Katy Perry announced she is leaving American Idol after sitting at the judges' table for 7 seasons.
Sad story.
She said she's leaving to get back to focusing on her music. She wants to put new stuff out. She's got to focus on that. Do you know what she's walking away from?
About $15 million a year.
You're not good with the numbers today.
Oh, am I still behind the times? Damn.
A reported $25 million a year salary.
Karaoke.
She is leaving Idol. You imagine how good your life is that you can walk away from $25 million to go try to make more music.
If you haven't seen the extended video of last Friday night, that will always be Katy Perry to me. Lovable, cute, hot, all of these things. Can I ask you about behind-the-scenes scuttlebutt?
Okay.
I've heard that she doesn't get along with no one there likes her. Like, she's a pain. She's difficult.
So I don't know that. I mean, she probably has some diva to her. There's no doubt. I will say what you hear from the other judges, from Lionel Richie and what's the other guy? Country guy. Why am I going blank on who's its, what's its? You can't just
Luke
mouth it.
Bryan is
Luke
what Bryan, he's saying.
Thank you.
Oh, Luke Bryan is what he's after.
Derek has a mic next to him.
I was going
to
say the right Australian guy.
You know, the on button right there.
You're right. Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
I'm not prepared for this.
You're not. They always say the nice things publicly. It doesn't mean it's true. Yeah. But is she a lot? I'm sure she is.
Maybe that's she's a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a lot.
So maybe like this is a mutual thing. Hey, I was thinking that's a great idea, Katie.
You know what her net worth is listed?
Oh, she wrote some of her stuff too, didn't she?
300 to 400 million, somewhere in that range.
Good for Kate Hudson.
No, Perry.
Oh, sorry.
That's
yeah,
why
there
she
already was a Kate Hudson. I'm sorry.
You can walk away from 25 million. You're like, it's time to go. Really? So now the rumors of who's going to replace her. And they're all over the board on this, right? There's Mariah Carey rumors. Come on. Not happening.
Go for Lionel Richie getting the second bite at the gargantuan million-dollar apple.
Here's the one that makes the most sense that I've heard. Meghan Trainor. Everybody loves her. Great personality. She's funny. She's got a good personality. She can make that work. And the second they say Meghan, she probably has made a bunch of money too. But the second they say Meghan, listen, we'll start with a $14 million a year salary. Done. Because somebody brought up Beyonce. Beyonce's not going to judge American Idol. It's not happening. She doesn't need to, doesn't want to.
They get Jay-Z too.
Right, he's gonna be the fourth judge. No, they would have to be together. They don't want to spend time together if they don't have to. So, sad news.
Yeah, Russell Simmons is going to come in and judge.
I know Diddy's not. All right, coming up next, today is a good day to get the legal scoop on the future of college athletics from the business perspective and a lawsuit gone horribly wrong. We'll give you all the deets next.
I felt on her big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poonanny. I can't believe today was a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
It's a good day with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. What's up, brothers? We're with you until Braves baseball. Braves and Marlins tonight, game 3 of their series. Braves looking for the sweep, as you heard DT tell you. We'll walk you right up to the fun. The 2 o'clock hour of this show is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co.
Make your next vehicle purchase quick, easy, and convenient with a Jim Ellis Expressway at jimellis.com. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. When we need legal counsel, we turn to one of 680's top legal experts. It's the people's lawyer, Bruce Hagan, with Chuck and Chernoff.
Let's all go to court. Let's go make some law now.
Bruce Hagan.
He is the people's lawyer, easy to find. Well, for most people, you can find him online at Hagan-Law.com. Personal injury, that's what Bruce and his firm have done, taking care of you, making sure if you're injured, you get what you deserve. Now, Bruce, I do want to get your thoughts on the Falcons draft. I know.
Thank you, because I've spent a lot of time doing my analysis here.
The listeners are waiting with breath that is bated on what you think they're going to do. So we'll get to that coming up. But first, let's talk about the continuing transition of college football to real-life professional football that is now talking about paychecks and employees. And we have the National Labor Relations Board involved in this, and now we have the decision-making in the hands of a judge that could now get us to the point where we're talking about, what, W-9 employees, and we're talking about college football players being treated as adults in the real life working community. What would that look like?
Well, what it would look like is just another major sea change for college athletics. You know, we've seen it as it stands just with the wide open transfer portal. We've seen it with NIL deals, and now you're going to see it here, whereas initially you had little chipping away with small time colleges, you know, like Dartmouth basketball team has the ability to unionize. You've seen little examples, but now this is happening on a massive scale. And when the NLRB rules, they're very likely to come up with something that says that, look, based on this model we have here for athletes and the control that the colleges exert over the time that the athletes put in and what they do and when they do it and how they do it, these are all the hallmarks of an employee-employer arrangement. And so it's extremely likely that they're going to come forward with a ruling saying you have to treat people as employees, meaning paying them. This will just become the new normal. We'll all be fine with it. Not going to stop our love for college sports. It's not going to change really much of anything for the fan and the viewers. It's going to change it for the participants.
Yeah, the business will be the business. The 3 hours on Saturdays, so you hope that will look
what we're used to seeing. Bruce Hagan, the People's Lawyers with Chuck and Charnoff right now. Let me ask you about a former NBA player by the name of Jordan Hill. He sued someone who had rear-ended him in what was just a typical car crash. He claimed he lost over $20 million in wages by not being able to perform his duties playing basketball. But a jury didn't see it that way. Essentially, they got him a verdict of $100,000. Well, that's great, except his attorney's fees and legal costs are well over $175,000. So talk to me specifically about this case. And do we see this more times than we think about not getting the judgment you want and also having to pay the legal fees?
Well, yeah. So Jordan Hill, local kid, went to North Springs High School right there in Sandy Springs. Went on to have a great, successful career as a professional, but was pretty much at the end of his career when this car crash happened. And so Jordan Hill and his lawyers tried to link his inability to get re-signed by any NBA teams to injuries that he suffered in this crash. If that were true, and by true, I mean, if he could prove it to a point where a jury believed it, then he could have been compensated for his lost income. The problem is he was washed up and done as an NBA player before this crash ever happened. And so this was a classic overreach by him or his lawyers or the combination of the two to try to link damages to an injury that there was no what we call proximate cause, right? Causation of damages. It wasn't there. In this case, the reason that Jordan Hill is responsible for the other side's attorney's fees is that Georgia has a rule, like a lot of states do, that basically say if one side gives you an opportunity to settle your case and you reject that opportunity, if the other side does better at trial, at least 25% better, then you can be held accountable for their attorney's fees. And it works in both directions. So if Jordan Hill says, hey, I'm going to demand $1 million from you as a defendant to pay me, and I'll agree to accept that. But if we go to trial and I do better than 25% over that, so $1.25 million, then I, as the plaintiff, can make you, the defendant, responsible for my attorney's fees. This was all part of a tort reform package that was passed back in 2015. It's worked tremendously to the benefit of plaintiffs, but this is an instance where it worked to the defendant's advantage because you had a plaintiff in Jordan Hill who was vastly overinflating the value of his claim.
I want to ask you about something that actually could affect my industry and Bruce Hagan, the People's Lawyers with Chuck and Chernoff. So in a landmark decision, the Federal Trade Commission has issued a final ruling to ban non-compete agreements nationwide. Now that happens a lot in media companies, radio, TV, and others. So now all of a sudden there's going to be a resetting, new regulations, although there are some governors involved in compensation and some other things. So what will this look like and how much will companies themselves push back and fight against it?
Yeah, this is not a done deal yet, but this is kind of the first major step there. And of course, you know, the NLRB is a federal agency that's implementing a policy of the Biden administration here that is favorable towards employees, not as favorable towards employers. Employees under this would have the flexibility to leave a job tomorrow, start a job at the competitor across the street the next day without having to be subject to the sort of things you see in a non-compete agreement, which are usually restrictions for a certain limited amount of time and limited in the scope as far as where it is. So like you can't tell somebody, let's take the radio business. You can't tell somebody in the radio business that we're going to give you this contract, but if you ever leave here, whether it's on your own or we fire you, you cannot work anywhere in the country ever again in this industry, right? That's overbroad. But in Georgia, at least, it's a pretty narrowly tailored thing where you can say you can't work for a specific period of time. It might be 6 months, 12 months, whatever it is. And you can say that it's a limited geographic range. So you might say the greater Atlanta metro area or within 20 miles of Atlanta. Employers love this idea of like, yeah, there's only, take your business, there's only a couple of sports talk radio stations in this market. And if you can't work here and you can't work at the other one for a period of time, where are you going to work?
Right? I'll be at 97.1 the River, Bruce. Do not challenge me.
Well, you know, you could do some classic rock, I think.
That's exactly right.
You know, maybe there's always Atlanta conservative talk radio.
Yeah, do not limit me.
If anybody out there listening is considering making a move and getting out of their covenant not to compete and non-compete agreement, you want to do it prior to the next election.
Bruce, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you on the eve of the draft, what do you think the Falcons are going to do at number 8? Everybody's got an opinion. How about yours? Bruce, Falcons pick number 8. Go ahead.
Coach?
Bruce?
Coach, are you there?
Again?
Oh, no. He dropped.
It's uncanny. I don't know how it happens. It's just he runs out of prepaid minutes or the phone. It's awful. Well, we'll never know now what Bruce wants to do with the Falcons pick at number 8. We will know what he can do for you. If you've been injured, personal injury cases, Bruce and his firm have been getting Georgians what they deserve and fighting for them for more than 3 decades. Log on. Find out more at Hagen-Law.com. It's now been 471 days since anyone around here thought it was a good idea to win a championship.
This is ruin a perfectly good day when I just washed my car.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.